As we wrap up 2025, one thing's clear. Uncertainty isn't temporary. It's the world we live in now. Noble Gold Investments helps Americans protect what they've built with real gold and silver, holding value when everything else feels uncertain. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and take your first step toward a safe future. This holiday season, when you open up a qualified account, you'll receive 10 one-ounce commemorative silver holiday coins. Visit Noble Gold today.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
When your boy Flavor Flav counts from three, you're going to go to Cane's and you're going to order hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers. 3, 2, 1. Raising Cane's. One love.
Well, good morning, little brother.
It's early break. Weekday mornings from 6 to 8 on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
It is time for the spillover sponsored by Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. One love. Programming note today, we will not have Royals baseball on because they're not playing. We will have College World Series action tonight.
We will have
on these airwaves UCLA, LSU, 6 o'clock.
Whoa.
On the ticket.
Big logo
93.7.
game. It's a big logo game.
It's fun to listen. I was driving when I listened to the game the last night. It was kind of fun to listen to. Announcers are good. It's kind of fun.
Hey, I got one for you. Small talk. I was trying to listen to golf yesterday on the radio.
And?
Hard to do.
No, That'd be hard. That'd be good. Hard.
I like it.
You
can envision it. Yeah, I like it.
Okay. I wondered if we were
driving on a Sunday, I put that on the radio, and Elizabeth falls asleep right away. Mm. Within 5 minutes, she's asleep. And I'm like, this is great. Now I can focus on the golf. I can see it in my head.
Bill, there's just a lot going on in that broadcast. They're talking about so many different names and guys on different holes. And
Do you know what they're talking about? It's awesome.
Yeah, I didn't.
They do a nice job.
Yeah.
You know who's not doing a nice job? The Kansas City Royals downright suck right now.
They can't score, Jake.
They haven't scored all year. I think they're the second lowest amount of runs in baseball. They just got swept at home by the A's, who don't even have a home. You know, the Oakland, the Vegas A's, I don't know, Sacramento A's. The A's were 26-44 come in. Second, third worst record in baseball. They come into KC and sweep the Royals. That is, you're keeping track at home. An 0-6 homestand got swept by the Yankees as well.
Ooh.
They've lost 15 of their last 21, 8 of their last 10, and 10 of their last 12 home games, including 7 straight home games that they've lost.
They've got to get to Colorado. Can they get the Rockies on schedule? Yeah, they can't score, Jake.
They haven't
won a
game. I watched
the numbers. It's insane.
They haven't won a game at home in the month of June. It's June 16th today, and they've had at least 6 games at home.
Very rough.
It's bad. Everything's bad. Now, the season is not over, but it effectively is over because they can't score. Their pitching is still respectable, but you can't watch a Royals game. Like, you can listen to them on the station. Please do listen to them. Maybe they'll come back and play better baseball. Right now, they're just aggravatingly bad to watch. They don't have an outfield that can hit. Bobby Witt Jr. needs help. He's struggling this year, too. Salvador Perez is getting old. It's just bad. It is collective suck in KC.
Salvi was getting old 4 years ago.
He had a good year last year.
It's going to be a downer because aren't they doing the Husker Day after the football game?
They are.
That's going to be kind of a little bit of a downer if they're 50 below.
Well, right now, I think they're four. Let me check. I think they're 4 below right now. And they were above 500. They are right now. Let me get this. Royals are 34-38, 4 games below 500. Hey, guys, it's Jake Sorensen. Hair loss is not just about hair. It's about how you feel when you look into the mirror. Hims helps you take back that confidence with access to simple, personalized care that fits your life. You shouldn't have to rearrange your life to deal with hair loss. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays. There's no hidden fees, no surprise costs, just real, personalized care on your schedule. Think about Hims as your digital front door that gets you back to your old self with simple 100% online access to trusted treatments for real health concerns all in one place. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for your free online visit, hims.com/earlybreak. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Featured products include compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. The holidays are almost here, and if you still have names on your list, don't panic. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. You'll discover presents that feel meaningful and personal, never rushed or last minute. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, so every gift feels special and thoughtfully chosen. For example, I just got a Miami Dolphins whiskey board that fits my bar perfectly in my basement with four glasses for tasters when friends come over. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers and sports fans to foodies, mixologists, and gardeners. You'll find unforgettable gifts that are anything but ordinary. Every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
As we wrap up 2025, one thing's clear. Uncertainty isn't temporary. It's the world we live in now. Noble Gold Investments helps Americans protect what they've built with real gold and silver, holding value when everything else feels uncertain. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and take your first step toward a safe future. This holiday season, when you open up a qualified account, you'll receive 10 one-ounce commemorative silver holiday coins. Visit Noble Gold today.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
How far are they out?
A lot now. Hmm. I mean, as of 2 weeks ago, they were like a playoff team. And now in their own division, they're 11 and a half games back. In the wild card, they're 3 games back. They're closer to...
Still 3 games back. Makes you show up in the, every day. All right, hey, we're three games back in the wild card. All right, maybe something can change.
Shout out. I mean, the AL is not very good, and so you have a lot of teams that are just mediocre, right around 500, Royals, right below 500, so they're only 3 games back. So they have a chance, but something has to change, or else it's going to be just a disaster.
I don't know what can change. I don't see all of a sudden, you just like, if you can't hit at all, I don't know how you can't score runs. I don't know how it's all going to change, get on a heater. Maybe.
I mean, I know that it's hard to change coaches midseason. I'm not saying you fire the manager, but a hitting coach. They've been bad all year. You maybe make an assessment there and say, listen, your stuff's not working. We got to make a change. Right?
Jeez. Right?
Blame our batters all you want, but you're not helping out. Alex Zumwalt, I think it's his name.
Names.
That's who the hitting coach is. He's not very popular in KC right now.
The Washington Nationals coach. It's the Nationals?
Yeah.
He said it's never a coaching issue. I saw the press conference. I don't mind going to the air with it because I saw it. He said it's never a coaching issue at the major league level. It was an amazing thing to say. He says never at the major league level. These players are prepared, and we prepare our guys for every single game. It was an amazing thing to say.
Who's the best team right now?
The Mets are really good. Yankees are good. The Tigers are really good.
You really think that like the Cubs, the pregame or the in week or whatever is going on with the hitting is any different than the Yankees? Because it's not.
I don't know.
They're not going. The Yankees are doing a bunch of different stuff right there. Everyone knows everybody as far as the routine and what they do. The scouting report on the pitcher, all that stuff. It's well documented. Sometimes it's like, why do some people not make it to the majors? Is it? You said Bubba Starling never really made it. Made it for like a day.
He made it
two.
For a cup of coffee.
Like for a month.
So yeah, why was he not great? So it was coach's fault? Was it coaching?
No. I'm telling you, that's what that guy said. I don't necessarily disagree with him, but it's amazing to hear him say emphatically in a press conference, he was asked what the issues are. He goes, it's not coaching. It is 100% not coaching. He said, it's never coaching. And I'm like, whoa, okay.
Well, there'd be times that they said, when you talk to somebody that's, when you talk to someone that's been around, there are different coaches that are, can just, and it might just be how you interact with the players, just to get them in the right frame of mind or what's going on. Because that's the one thing in the NFL, and I'm sure it's the same in the major leagues, is that you talk to players that played like in four or five different stops in the NFL. Hey, the NFL, right? 32 teams, all the same, right? Nope. No, it's not. They're like, oh, no. Oh, no. It's so different by just how things are run by the organization. And so it is different. And so probably major league, maybe it is. Maybe that's where I'm missing out. I would say this. Maybe they don't do it the right way, but they're prepared. There's no way it's
that's
like...
That's a good way to
like,
say it.
Like, hey, you guys really know that guy's got an unbelievable breaking ball? Why'd no one tell me?
But don't... Wouldn't you... Now, I got to double back on what I said a little bit. Doesn't coaching matter at that level?
It always matters some. There's always an element, yes. But
I wouldn't want to take him on in that conference and say, wait, are you serious?
I want you to hear what... Think about this. You hear about...
You fired back.
You hear about the insane... Like, you know, Tom Brady's success in Belichick. Belichick wasn't coaching the quarterbacks. But that thing about this one, how many times have you heard Tony Gwynn? What was it? His hitting coach. It was incredible. Yep. You don't even know who Tony Gwynn's hitting coach was.
No.
You have no idea who his managers
he
even
was
were.
He was his hitting coach.
Yeah, exactly. That's my point. So it's like there's never a time.
Wow.
So a lot of baseball talk today. I'm proud of us.
Just got to let it play out.
Well. We did it well. All right, that's it for us. The Drive is next. We'll see you in Omaha for Blur Parties.
See you
11
Jake's
to 6.
We'll see you in Ellie.
If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.